Books on Tape presents Paul Newman, A Life, by Sean Levy. Read by Mark Cashman. Part 1. America doesn't have a national epic, but our town might do in a pinch. The Cracker Barrel homilies, the good-natured ironies, the snapshots of bygone ways, the razor-sharp observations couched in polite language, the hints of pain, the hesitance toward joy, the sneaky surges of emotion, the climax that brings a welling to your eyes despite yourself. It contains us, Thornton Wilder's chestnut. That's why it can sometimes feel that if you've seen one production of it, you've seen them all. Or maybe not. Take this one. In particular, take the male leads. The stage manager is a hawkish fellow. Slender, purposeful, knowing, vigilant. He dresses for comfort and doesn't care if his collar is straight or if his tie is askew. Disheveled, with his spectacles perched on the tip of his nose and a vaguely distracted air, he's still rakishly handsome. Clearly, he was a corker in his time. He appears to have lived every vicissitude of life, and while experience hasn't entirely softened him, it has provided him a store of indulgence to mete out, judiciously but amiably, as he sees fit. There's no doubt that he can size a body up in a few piercing measures, and there's no doubt either that his arithmetic is sure. But such is his air of decency and authority that you find yourself hoping he deems you worthy. George Gibbs, the youthful hero, is another matter. An all-American boy with muscles in his shoulders, and you can't help but suspect...